We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, as they wait to get COVID vaccines, at least younger kids, the percentage of kids getting COVID is on the rise. Let's get the story live this morning. KNX 1070's John Baird.
The Delta variant is on a tear, not only fueling a spike in COVID cases, but infecting more kids at the same time. The American Academy of Pediatrics says a year ago, children made up only about 3% of new COVID cases. Now that number's up to 20%, and there have been reports of outbreaks among kids and staff members in schools in the Bay Area and in San Diego. Dr. Francis Collins is the director of the National Institutes of Health. He tells CNN the Delta variant does appear to be more of a danger to children.
It's clear that this variant is capable of causing serious illness in children. You have heard those stories coming out of Louisiana pediatric ICUs where there are kids as young as a few months old who are sick from this. That is rare.
Still, it happens, and he says masks should be worn at school, and he says maybe even at home if the kids have not yet been vaccinated, like the younger kids. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Over at Kaiser Permanente, doctors and staff now have to be vaccinated if you want to keep your job.
Kaiser employees have until September 30th to get a COVID shot or have applied for a medical or religious exemption. The California-based healthcare giant's Dr. Nancy Jin says the Delta variant is the reason why.
We have seen such a dramatic increase in the COVID-19 cases again, unfortunately, due to the Delta variant, and it is vastly and disproportionately impacting unvaccinated individuals.
And Jin says they are again seeing more people in their medical facilities with COVID, but not as bad as before.
More than 90% of individuals in the ICU and on ventilators are those who are unvaccinated.
Right now, 78% of workers and 95% of doctors at Kaiser are fully vaccinated. The healthcare group says it's working with its labor unions on implementing the mandate. Karen Adams, KNX 1070.
The state's investor-owned utilities being called to answer to their behavior and what they're doing in California when it comes to these power shutoffs and fire safety. Edison is up today, along with PG&E, before the state's Public Utilities Commission to talk about plans for cutting off power on purpose, those preemptive power shutoffs during any dry and windy conditions. All of the state's big utilities, again, have been doing this, the public safety shutoffs in recent years after some fires were traced to electrical equipment. The Camp Fire and others traced to PG&E equipment. The Dixie Fire burning up in Northern California right now could be connected to PG&E. But the PUC, the Public Utilities Commission, has criticized utilities in the past for sometimes cutting off power in disorganized ways.
Cal Fire and the U.S. Forest Service now at odds with each other.
Sometimes the Forest Service sees it fit to let fires burn on federal land. But Forest Service critic Andy Stoll tells us at times, like in the case of the Tamarack Fire near Lake Tahoe, a federally managed fire may spill over into nearby neighborhoods when they didn't have to.
You've got Cal Fire holding the bag for a fire that started on the national forest land.
Cal Poly wildfire expert Chris Dykus tells KNX here in Southern California, the Forest Service does take on a more active role.
We have so many people living in Southern California adjacent to our national forest, it does take a much more aggressive approach than you would find in other parts of the state.
Stahl says the Forest Service needs to be more transparent with its neighbors about how it manages its land. Brian Ping, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LAPD is said to be arresting fewer people this year compared to before the pandemic. Crosstown is reporting that arrests are down 37% this year compared to the first 6 months of 2019. The result is thousands of fewer people, well, entering the criminal justice system. There are a number of contributing factors, they say, for this change. Changes to the state's penal code and commitment to reducing youth arrests. The police chief says that the LAPD is focusing on what he calls alternatives to handcuffs as a response to crime.
A requirement to employ a union workforce, the reason Proposition Triple H funding will not reach its goal of 10,000 housing units for the homeless in the city of L.A. At least that's the finding of a study from the RAND Corporation. As you know, voters passed that ballot measure about 5 years ago. But a rule was put into place afterwards that required projects with 65 or more units to use union labor. The city found that drove up the cost of the units, leading to 800 fewer being funded.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.